could be a compromise on the Bush tax cuts by week's end.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Word of a possible deal between the White House and GOP lawmakers over extensions. The Bush-era tax cuts for everyone, even the highest income earners, at least for a couple of years. And extending unemployment benefits for those who've gone longest without a job. But time is also running out on another set of tax policies that could figure into the debate, those championed by President Obama. From Washington, here's Marketplace's David Gura.
There were a handful of tax credits in the economic stimulus package passed last year. One of them, the Making Work Pay Credit, was designed for poor and middle-class Americans. Individuals would save $400 per year. Married couples would save $800. Howard Gleckman is a fellow at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center.
These are people who are working but making very little money. And this is a very big deal for them.
It's also potentially a big deal for the economy, because lower-income Americans don't have the flexibility to save much money. They spend it. The Obama tax credits were supposed to be paid for by cap-and-trade legislation.
That didn't happen. So the question, of course, is where's the money going to come from to pay for it if they try to pay for it at all?
The price tag is about $150 billion. Obama wants them included in any compromise deal on taxes, along with the extension of unemployment benefits. Howard Gleckman says the president hasn't made the case for the cuts as vocally as he could have. Still, some senators are saying they may reach an agreement on taxes by the end of the week. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
A court in France today found Continental Airlines and one of its mechanics guilty of criminal wrongdoing and manslaughter. That stems from the crash of a Concorde supersonic jet outside Paris in 2000 that killed 113 people. European leaders are meeting today to debate doubling the size of their bailout fund. But the Financial Times reports Italy and Luxembourg have introduced a new way to help troubled countries, spreading the risk by selling European bonds. Reporter Christopher Worth has more.
The European crisis boils down to one thing: government debt. To pay the bills, countries sell billions of dollars in bonds to investors every year. But when their finances get out of control, like they've done in Ireland and much of the southern Eurozone, those investors demand higher interest rates. Philip White is with the Center for European Reform. He says with the so-called e-bonds, European countries could spread their risks by issuing bonds across the Eurozone.
And hopefully as a result of that, the countries in southern Europe would be able to issue their debt at much lower interest rates, because effectively they would be pooling their debt with Germany.
Not surprisingly, Germany is opposed to the plan. It's the strongest economy in Europe and says pooling its debt with less financially stable countries could unfairly raise its own costs of borrowing. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
We got word just moments ago. Attorney General Eric Holder says a nationwide law enforcement effort targeting financial fraud has led to cases against more than 340 criminal defendants and more than $8 billion in estimated losses. Now, Holder calls it Operation Broken Trust. It's the first national operation of its kind aimed at a broad array of investment fraud schemes. The attorney general says the three-month investigation was organized by the Obama administration's Financial Fraud Enforcement Task Force. Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now, barely. The S&P down about 2 points, a fraction of a percent. Same for the NASDAQ. The Dow off 17 points at 11,364. European shares slightly higher at the moment. That's after Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said over the weekend the central bank could buy even more government bonds if the economy needs it.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Dollar General reported this morning profits and sales were up in the last reporting period. Deep discounters, by the way, have been doing really well in this tough economy. But in the Atlanta suburb of Austell, Georgia, saving money takes a backseat to saving image. From station WABE, Jim Burris reports.
3 cans of green beans, peas, or corn for a buck? It's hard to argue with the price, but when Austell residents learned this new store along the main highway was going to be a Dollar General, price was the last thing on their minds. This was about image. You could say locals got a little touch of the NIMBYs. Not in my backyard.
Dollar General doesn't reflect where we thought the community was going.
That's Lisa Cupid. Her newer two-story house isn't far from the new Dollar General. She doesn't have anything against the company, even shops there herself. It's just the image. Poor.
We thought that anything new that was coming to the area would have reflected an increasing dollar value.
A nice grocery store, for example. Maybe a bank. Anything but a dollar store. Cupid and dozens of her neighbors took their concerns to Woody Thompson, their representative on the county commission. He says his hands were tied because the store fell within county zoning codes. And like it or not, he says Austell's average household reflects Dollar General's target market.
I think they're looking for some more upscale things, but as I told them, some changes have to happen, and part of it's going to have to be a rise in per capita income.
A Dollar General spokesperson says the retailer targets areas with a median household income of less than $75,000. Pam Ellen is a marketing professor at Georgia State University. She says retail usually reflects its neighbors.
The neighborhood has been defined by the characteristics of the people who live there, and that's what attracted the Dollar General store to the area.
Still, Ellen says neighbors shouldn't be too quick to dismiss the General. The company in recent years has worked to shed its generic, dumpy, cheap image.
Dollar General stores have been targeting actually Walmart and Walgreens in recent years as they seek to become more of a true discounter rather than a dollar store.
Maybe they should call it the $10 General. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.
And finally, the Daily Beast has tabulated the nation's highest paid reality TV stars. The Situation Sorrentino from MTV's Jersey Shore ranks number 6, bringing in about $3 million this year. Khloe and Kourtney Kardashian have been trying to keep up at number 7 and 8, respectively. But middle sister Kim is a number 1, meaning the Kardashians take up almost a third of the top 10, and we still don't know what they do. Which means being famous for being famous pays well these days, and maybe genetic. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.